At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Good evening to the sommeliers of the world, keen on obtaining intricate insight on the world of fine dining, exquisite ingredients only known to the noble tongue. From the global chapter of Cafe Etiquette and Foreign Affairs of Drip Methodology, I am Buzzworth Chappington III, and joining me is president of the prestigious fermentation sector of aperitifs and garden malt extraction arts, Sir Brusington Edwards Montgomery.
Why, thank you for having me. Although, you could have honestly just kept to the very basic minimals and not overcomplicated the controversies of what I do with the brews and the ingredients and the barrels and the big complicated things that I do every day for life.
It is a pleasure to finally have the opportunity of working with you.
Indeed.
In the spirit of mise en place, this day's affairs will focus on canapé and tapas of the contemporary notion.
Oh my.
That is right, lass and gents of all kind, we seek to discover the intricate art of modern snackery.
Ooh.
Though most evening bites have found their homes upon the shelving of less than adequate eateries and markets throughout the globe's entirety, we shall taste upon the creations of corn and fructose-based conglomerates, and find which have merely embellished themselves through colorful marketing, and which hold worth as culinary masterpieces worthy of Michelin status.
Oh yes, absolutely, and it's going to be delightful and delectable all in one delicious little bite. But I feel as if I must iterate the fact that we're talking about Michelin rating for food, and not for, you know, car tires or service centers, you know.
Well then, let's start with our first course.
Yummy.
First, let's delve into an American classic, produced and refined by the innovative minds at Hostess.
Mm.
While the Hostess Twinkie may not be a pinnacle of culinary artistry, it offers a delightfully nostalgic experience. Let's try.
Mm. Oh. Oh my.
Mm. Mm.
Oh.
Oh, the soft golden pastry encases this creamy, sweet filling that strikes a satisfying balance of flavor and texture. This Twinkie simplicity is a charm, providing a comforting and familiar taste. While it may not possess the intricate layers of complex flavors of a Michelin-starred dessert, the Twinkie's affordability and widespread availability made it a beloved treat, but this spongy and this cream. What is this? What are your thoughts?
If I had to say anything, really, to talk about the delicious complexity of dough that has been fried and preserved and in the hellish vats of God knows where in the heart of the United States, and then you take this fold of bread or pastry or whatever a Twinkie is, and then you inject hot, molten cream into the pocket, and you fill it to bursting, and then when you bite it, it gushes everywhere, and it's just... Oh, I don't think words alone can do it any form of justice.
Well, I believe at this point I'm...
Smoking?
Rethinking this whole experience. I didn't quite know what I was walking into.
Have a cigarette.
It seems like I'm up for a lot more delight than I anticipated. Now, to continue our journey to the brilliant Hostess minds, we have what they call a ho-ho.
Oh.
The Hostess ho-ho is a delightful confection that perfectly balances sweetness, texture, and flavor. Let's give it a try.
Mmm. It's a snack.
Mm.
That's what we're eating.
Crispness.
I was confused.
This crisp chocolate shell. It provides a satisfying...
When you said ho-ho.
Light crunch. The soft, spongy cake and creamy filling offer this harmonious contrast.
Yes.
Such rich cocoa flavor, expertly balanced.
Mm.
Oh, this is truly an enjoyable experience.
Indubitably.
Oh. Mm. What are you... What are your thoughts on this classically designed and timeless appeal?
Well, I have to say, when you were talking about eating a ho-ho, I wasn't quite sure if we were stopping on a corner somewhere or going to the North Pole, but this was far beyond any of my expectations. It's just so chocolatey and delicious and legal.
Well said, my culinary comrade. Now, next in our tasting of common cuisine, we have what the middle class label as a nutty butty. Let's give it a try.
It's so so crunchy.
As I'm biting into this Hostess nutty bar, I find myself transported into a culinary wonderland.
Heaven vibes.
Soft, cake-like base is this delicate canvas upon which a symphony of flavor unfolds.
Preach.
Oh, crunchy peanuts offering a delightful counterpoint to this creamy peanut butter filling. It creates this harmonious dance of textures and tastes. Each bite, a revelation. The sweetness of this cake, the saltiness of the peanut,
heaven.
This richness of this peanut butter flavor combine, creating this truly indulgent experience. Layers upon layers of flavor and texture expertly balanced, making every mouthful a delightful surprise.
Indeed. My goodness.
What are your tasting notes, sir?
I will say that I've never deigned to think of myself as a conqueror or the type who would assume the mantle of global leadership or attempt to conquer the world in any way, shape, or form. But I must say, with the amount of people that are allergic to peanuts in the world, I feel as if I could sweep from one side of the world to the other, heralding the song of the majestic Nutty Buddy, the delicious chocolatey peanut butter combo on my breath, wreaking destruction and hell everywhere I go.
Why, I feel like we'd have just indulged on a ship ride through the confectionery.
That too.
Now, for our next treat, I contemplate this humble, cool ranch Dorito. I'm struck by its appearance.
Shape.
This it's amazing. Light blue flecked it's, hue.
What
on
is this?
White this?
What,
Let
me... what is this? I have thoughts.
Delicate balance of flavors and textures, indeed.
Oh my.
This crisp, golden tortilla chip.
It's crunchy.
It provides a satisfying crunch, while this creamy buttermilk and subtle spice create
butter.
A harmonious dance of tangy and savory notes.
Spice.
It interplays the textures and flavor of a true remarkability.
Yes.
The crunch of this chip contrasts beautifully with the smooth, creamy coating. Why, I'm so glad they only brought us one of each, because I believe I would gorge myself on these. Is this a subtle heat from the spice? What are you tasting?
Oh no, that heat you feel rising, it's girding your loins and making you red in the face. That is because this Dorito is the shape of a triangle, which if you think about it, most airplanes and weapons of destruction in the world are all really shaped like triangles, and all safe objects like ambulances and fire trucks are all rectangles. So what you're feeling is the thrill of discovery, of living on the edge of your seat, of facing the wild side with Cool Ranch Doritos.
Another one for the books. But is it Michelin worthy?
Yes.
Well, we have a couple of other treats to try. Now, this one I was truly, truly excited for. I'm a bit... I've heard great things about its addictive qualities.
Tell me.
We have before us...
Yes.
A Reese's Cup. Let's sample it.
Despicable.
A true confectionery masterpiece.
Oh my.
A testament to the harmonious interplay of salty and sweet, creamy, crunchy, just so timeless of both taste and texture.
Words.
I'm struck by its simplicity.
Yet texture.
Its unassuming nature.
Mm-hmm.
But within this modern exterior, it lies just a world of flavor.
Oh.
The smooth, creamy peanut butter filling, a revelation.
Hallelujah.
Its richness is balanced perfectly by this bittersweet cocoa of the chocolate shell.
Yummy.
An interplay of texture is equally satisfying with the
power.
Soft, creamy center. Oh, it's crisp.
It's just
satisfying crunch of the initial chocolate.
My.
And then delving into.
Oh, yes.
Velvet.
Delve into the cup.
Oh, a testament to the art of confectionery that such a simple combination of ingredients can yield such a satisfying and complex experience.
The cup is life.
It transcends its humble origins.
To the
heavens. A reminder that true pleasure can be found in the most unexpected of places.
Naughty.
What? What say you, fellow sommelier?
I would say that this is one of those moments where having a fancy title or an extensive vernacular full of culinary terms and delights is just, even I, with my superb food intelligence quotient, am left breathless and in awe, and it's just so. Nope, not a heart attack. It was just this Reese's digging deep into my soul and making me a perfect blend of happy, heavenly, and transcendent chocolatey bliss.
Ah, refined. I may need to steal some of your vernacular for my own reviews.
I'll make you a list.
a moment I have truly been anticipating.
Yes?
A journey through the realms of savory and umami.
Ooh.
As we sample this Jack Link's jerky.
MILFs?
Through its unwrapping, this rugged, meaty treat, I'm immediately drawn to its rustic charm.
Rugged?
As it feels, it's firm yet tender?
Meaty.
Let me see. Let me test the bite.
Let's just.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. Oh. Mmm. 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 It's chewy.
Tender yet firm indeed.
My, the meat of my face.
The flavor is this complex symphony of savory notes.
Sounds.
It has this rich depth.
Colors.
Truly remarkable.
Spice.
The umami is pronounced, a testament to the quality of both the meat and
many mommies.
The careful curing process.
Super mommies.
Truly a testament to the art of charcuterie that such a simple ingredient can yield such a satisfying and complex experience.
Savage.
This Jack Link's jerky is a culinary delight.
Randy.
It's truly a reminder that
tasty.
Even within the quick stops of the world, something truly immaculate and indulgent can find its home upon shelving.
Well, indeed.
How are you perceiving this before we delve on to the next?
You know, as a fine connoisseur of charcuterie, or the CNC connoisseur of charcuterie, say that 10 times fast. It always blows my mind when I can have such a delicious piece of meat in my face. The texture, the crunch, the chewy, the tender, all of it just screams perfectly marinated meat. It's as if this jerky was made just for my orifice, and it's just, it's so delightful. Charcuterie.
And speaking of those tasting notes, we have what I know you have been anticipating.
Oh, more meat.
This is called a Slim Jim.
Oh, yes.
It's a culinary enigma.
Yes.
A true testament to the human desire
for a
satisfying, portable snack.
The time is now. I've been training all my life.
Oh.
Mmm.
Complex, yet savory. The spice is a welcoming addition. It adds a touch of heat that complements this rich, meaty flavor. Mildly greasy, but in a delightful sense.
Yes.
It almost reminds me this wetness. Similar to a dehydrated foie gras, no?
Oh, it's been a long time since I had something this good in my face, and it's delicious. And it's time to snap into a Slim Jim. Ooh, yeah!
Your sophistication and palate is quite...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Quite astounding, friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what she said. Slim Jim.
Are you ready for the next course?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Waiter.
Waiter.
The Cheeto. Oh. A culinary curiosity. The, how do you say?
Cat?
Couchman's desire for a satisfying crunchy snack during the late night.
Cheetah.
I'm
Speed.
Immediately drawn by this vibrant orange hue. It does seem to promise a satisfying crunch. You see, unexpected. The extruding cornmeal imbued with a subtle tang of citric acid, I believe? It offers this delightful contrast to the crisp, almost shatteringly brittle exterior. The interior, however, revealed to be surprisingly a complex interplay of flavor. A hint of umami from the cheese, I suppose. Perhaps derived from the seasoning blend. It just dances on the palate, harmonizing with this underlying sweetness I'm getting. And then it has this yeasty finish. While undeniably bold, with this tempting lingering warmth that encourages a second bite. Oh, I believe I'm beginning to feel giddy.
Oh my.
I must compose myself. How say you, friend? How are you enjoying this? Give me your notes. Is this Michelin worthy?
Oh my Cheetos. How I fill you in my soul. Oh, so delicious, my Cheeto. I love you. I'll never, ever let you go.
Well, though bold choices, I can't argue with that.
Indeed.
Now, for the main course.
Yes.
That of school children, I believe.
What?
The Lunchable.
Eating kids?
This Lunchable, a miniature masterpiece of culinary artistry, presents a symphony of flavors and textures to the eyes, almost akin to a traditional charcuterie board.
Almost.
The crackers akin to rustic bread slices.
Huh.
It seems to serve as a sturdy foundation for the delectable toppings.
Right.
Let's take I'm going to build mine as I have so seen it. Like a sandwich.
I'm going
first
to build
I will,
mine.
Like, taste it all, and then like, I will try to break down each individual flavor.
I'm going to build mine like a gingerbread house.
This cheese, it's a creamy, tangy, delightful reminiscence of a soft, ripened cheese, not similar to the ones I've had in France, but rich and providing this indulgent base.
Ooh.
And this cured meat,
it's
a subtle saltiness with savory depth. It evokes
animals,
almost the characters of a
tastes
fine Italian prosciutto.
Colors.
Ah, and I see they have included a chocolate bar akin to that of my experiences in Belgium. What do they call these? A crunch bar? Let's sample this as well.
It's like interesting contours and flavors. And
beautiful finish.
Textures.
It's as if the goddess of Ferrero Rocher has gifted me with a sampling of her indulgence.
I don't know who that is.
Lady Godiva, take me now.
At this point in time, I must legally say that we're not responsible for any goddesses or gods being invoked, or any fancy ladies rising from lakes with weapons made of chocolate or confectionery, but I must say, As the master of charcuterie, this budget meal at first almost seemed appalling and insensitive and rude to my senses, but something about its cheap cardboard texture has overwhelmed me and reminded me of simpler times like sucking on rocks and studying math.
Beautiful notes. Mm. Are you enjoying yourself, Montgomery?
It's been so long since you said my name, I've completely forgot I even had one.
I believe this experience is nothing like what I imagined walking into.
No, not at all.
Now,
when you said
now comes
he knows,
a true judgment.
No.
An icon among icons.
Thunderdome?
The Oreo.
Highlander,
Even visually, it presents a stark contrast of texture and, I would presume, flavor.
Yes.
Dark, crisp cookie exterior.
Delicious.
And this rich canvas of cocoa,
yes,
which encases a creamy white center that begs to be explored.
Indeed.
Let's see if it's up to the hype.
Let's just...
Immediately, upon biting into this Oreo, the crisp exterior shatters, revealing that soft, yielding interior. This filling... creamy, a delicate balance of sweetness and a subtle hint of vanilla. It melts on the tongue, contrasting beautifully with the bitter chocolate. Lord.
Now I have to say, I've seen the commercials and I've seen the jokes and the memes about being the cream in the middle of two Oreo cookies, but never could I have imagined that it would be so delectably delicious.
Oh, as indulgent as it may be, I believe a break from the sugars might be in our best entrance, Montgomery.
Maybe.
I don't know if these shivers are fructose or adrenaline, and I don't want to pursue a crash.
Shivers.
Let's find something with a little more substance.
It's a good idea.
Ah, yes. Mm. The next serving.
Ooh.
They have presented us with what they call the pizza bagel.
Uh-huh.
And rumors among renowned chefs state it defies expectations.
Interesting.
This circular dough, reminiscent of a traditional bagel, adorned with a generous layer of tomato sauce, a vibrant hue that immediately draws the eye.
Italians.
Upon closer inspection, this...
Hatred.
This cheese seems to be...
Murder.
I don't know. Let's give it a taste. Let's see how it pairs up.
You know, this is an interesting combination of the sauces and the cheese. The dough is so fantabulous, but as I eat this, the first thing that comes to my mind is that if we were to call this Italian, I'm sure it would be the start of a new world war and the culinary scene. But this is a delightful combination of horrible ideas. It's like excessively drinking at the pub and going home with your best friend's sister and then the next day doing a thing with food with him. Yes, indeed, yeah.
This sauce, it reveals a complexity of flavors.
Yes, that.
A well-balanced acidity and sweetness. It hints at the culinary artistry within.
Sure.
And this cheese that blankets it, it's seemingly simple ingredient, but it just elevates the overall dish to a height that I had not expected.
Focus on the
It
food.
Forms this melty, gooey velvet of a texture with a creamy center to a crisp, browned exterior. The balance of flavors is quite exquisite.
Your sister's name is Velvet.
The saltiness of the cheese perfectly complementing the tang of the tomato sauce.
Indeed.
Oh, I may get backlash for this, but I would say that this
Don't you dare say it. Keep the words out.
Challenges the creations of Naples itself.
Nipples.
The toppings, while modest, are thoughtfully selected. This pepperoni, crisp and slightly spicy, just adding a welcoming depth of flavor.
More mommies?
Oh, and this crust, a crucial component of any pizza concoction, is truly a revelation.
Oh my.
It's both chewy and crisp. It provides a satisfying textural experience, while the balance of flavors is impeccable,
tasty,
making this pizza bagel a truly memorable culinary experience.
I taste orange.
Oh.
The color.
I'm getting close to awarding something a star. What are you... I can't hog all of the all of the words. What is your experience on this, Mr. Montgomery?
No, I've already made my point incredibly clear. We'll forget about that whole thing with your sister Velvet. Oh, who would do that anyway? Yes, this tastes like morning regret wrapped up in a breaded and buttered and sausage-eat delectable little dish that, for all rhyme to reason, just shouldn't exist or be as tasty as it is. But I must say that with a few exceptions, regret has never tasted so good upon my tongue.
And I look forward to reading your full review, to be quite honest. You have been a phenomenal partner in this whole ordeal.
Sure.
And now,
yes,
for our final piece.
Oh.
The Funyun.
Yeah.
A humble snack elevated to heights invites a closer inspection.
Funyuns.
It's vibrant in contrast to this minimalistic aesthetic of the setting.
Yes. It's amazing. Oh. It's just...
Similar to the Cheeto, it extrudes this cornmeal exterior and with this... It's more of a crisp golden brown shell. It promises this textural experience and does not defy expectations.
No. So strange.
Oh.
It's weird.
This is just a symphony of flavor. I need to stop using the word symphony. But
yes.
God, I am just hearing music as these textures and flavors unfold.
You've used it 18 times.
Its exterior shatters and reveals I did not expect such a soft interior. This oniony flavor, which, as would be expected as the dominant note, is a complex tapestry of sweetness and savory depth. This vinegar, a bright, acidic counterpoint.
That's what
it
that
adds
is?
This refreshing...
Vinegar?
Zing.
And Funyuns?
This subtle hint of spice.
The shit?
It's a surprising welcome. It rounds out the entire flavor profile.
I'm gonna look that up.
The Funyun's unique shape, it has these ridges and grooves that enhance the textural experience.
That's what she said.
Each bite revealing a new layer of...
Ooh.
Though
Mommies?
All of its notes delve as one, each bite a new experience. Oh, quite the humble snack masterpiece transformed.
My. Yes, this brings to mind a story. In the distant future, mankind has reached the pinnacle of snacking evolution. Vast snack empires are governed by the tyrannical earthbound chip conglomerates. However, the consumers have grown tired of the oppressive rule of greasy fingers and flavorless snacks. To fight for their taste buds and independence, five daring snack enthusiasts are sent to Earth with a powerful, crunchy weapon known as Funyuns. Their mission? To wage a snack revolution against the Earth's bland and uninspired chip overlords and bring the zest of freedom to the snack world. The year is after Flavor 195, and this is their story.
Come on, move, you damn thing! Come on! I said, come on! Funyun!
Oh, I'm sorry. You'll have to forgive me. For a moment, I was transported someplace with delicious Funyun robots and galactic conquests, and it was delicious.
Ah. That was quite the journey.
Indubitably.
And as we are pulled from our chairs, utilizing... most likely construction equipment. This has been quite the exciting adventure into the gastronomics of the modern world.
Yes.
And what a great partner to work on this with. Thank you for signing up for this and for indulging me in this bizarre yet rewarding experience.
Absolutely. It was either this or raise your suspicions about dating your sister. I mean, how about those Oreos? Am I right? They were amazing.
I am Buzzworth Chappington III.
And I am so full, I can't even seem to remember my own name or pants.
Signing off. We look forward to you reading our reviews.
And just remember that a fed friend in need is a friend indeed.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.